And it's that time of the week where we do car reviews. Myself and Richard, and I actually, because Richard was out of town, I actually drove this car, 2026 Mazda CX-90, their PHEV Premium Plus vehicle. And I've got some things I like about this vehicle, and I'll just be straight up honest. I've got some things about this vehicle that I do not like. So I guess let's do this. Let's start with the things I didn't like initially. And part of this was probably because I just came out of a really nice other hybrid, so comparable type vehicle to this that I just drove the week prior. I'm not going to name names because I don't want to throw Mazda under the bus here. Now, the plus sides are, let me get the negatives. Some of the negatives are, I'll just be honest, I'm sorry, Mazda, I have to say this. The looks of this car, I think it's either going to be somebody loves or hates, and I hate it. I do not like the looks of this car. There's no lines to it. It's just this blob, if you ask me, running down the road, and it just doesn't have good-looking lines. I'm sorry, and I'm a car guy, have been my whole life. I like cars with lines, and this car kind of reminds me of the Infiniti QX80 that also has no lines. I don't like cars that don't have lines, so that's one of my negatives. The second negative is this is a PHEV, meaning you plug in this vehicle. It gives you a short amount of range on battery only. Then it switches into kind of the hybrid version and saves you on fuel economy, and, you know, saves on fuel economy and all that, I guess what I'm trying to say, Richard. Now, here's the thing about that part of it I don't like. Now, and by the way, it's rated at 56 miles to the gallon when you plug in and use that part of the battery. But here's the thing I do not like. And Mazda, you're going to listen to this, and please, for the love of God, change this. I don't know why you, and there's only a couple other manufacturers that do this. When I plug in, all great. Plugs in, no problem, lights up, green lights on, things are charging, everything's fabulous. Now, when I go to unplug it, it's not like the other cars I own that are EVs that I can just walk up and unplug, Richard. I have to go in, get the keys out of the car, because I'm parked in the garage, so the keys are in the car. I have to go get the keys. I have to lock the car, unlock the car, so I can get the dang plug out of the port that I'm charging the car with. It is the dumbest thing ever.
Well, Dad, it's something you and I talked about, and it's not just Mazda, by the way. So this is, obviously, we're bringing it up here. But yeah, Dad, it's like the second set of, it's a redundancy, right? And
right.
It doesn't make sense because it's kind of too much, I don't know, too much stuff, right? Like, if the car's locked, you get it, right? And they do it, Dad, for safety, and then also so someone, in theory, doesn't come unplug it, right, and plug it into another car, I guess. But I don't know. I just wish there was a setting to disable it that, like, this is home charging, right? Like, when I'm at this address, you don't need to do this because it's a pain. I'll agree with you.
Yep. Okay. So that's my negative. Other than that, nice car, drives well. I wish it was a little quieter on the interior. It's priced similarly to other cars, you know, in its range, I guess you could say, or in its area. This one does have, of course, all the bells and whistles, you know, adaptive cruise control, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's got it all. 323 horsepower by the time it's all said and done as far as the engine. Runs well. No issues there. I mean, it's a Mazda. It drives well. The infotainment system, I'll just say this. Again, Mazda, you're still a little bit quirky on the infotainment. There's easier, better ways to do infotainment, and you'd have to use it to understand what I mean by this, folks. It's just... And Richard knows what I mean. It's just got its own little quirks to it that I don't particularly care for. Now, outside of all of that, as far as how the car drives and rides and handles and all of that, third row seats, plenty of room inside of the interior itself. It's luxurious. I did like all of that sides of it. No issues at all, Richard, along any of those lines whatsoever. And again, I like Mazdas in general as far as their reliability and all of that go. I guess just where I'm coming from when it comes to PHEVs in general, and I'm sorry, Mazda, for saying this. I don't see the value, Richard. I just don't see the value in a short run, 20 mile or so, which is about all you get out of this car on the electric only. I just don't see the plus of that.
Well, I guess what I would say, Dad, is if you're looking to buy this car as an electric, alternative, you're correct. I don't know if the value is there. However, if you're looking to buy this car for maybe that little bit of grocery getting, right, Dad, maybe, 15 miles or so down the road, but then once it runs out, it does switch to a more hybrid type of a setup. And in that case, I do think this car does have some value that way.
Yeah.
However, like you say, there is a little bit of a price premium for that plug-in, electrification.
And you don't have the tax breaks anymore that you once had, so you're not really gaining that like you was.
You are correct, and that's, I think, the key to factor in. However, outside of that, goes that I do like the hybrid system from Mazda. It's not super clunky, not that many of them are anymore, right? They're relatively simple to use, and so I like that. As far as the interior goes, you said it best. these cars, most of them that we get, Dad, kind of have all the bells and whistles on them. Mazda's second to none in that way. For the value, for the money, it's really hard to beat all of the interior features that you get that are standard on these vehicles, which is a really nice feature. And like you said, this is the CX-90. This is the bigger. This has got a third row in it. Am I correct?
Yes, it does.
Thinking that?
Yes, it does.
And so that's a really nice feature of this vehicle.
It does, but I will say this, and this is like a lot of the other three-row counterparts in that segment. When the third row's up, don't plan on getting much behind that back seat. You're going to either have suitcases on people's laps, or you're going to need a car top carrier or something along those lines. You're not putting much in the way of cargo when all of the seats are up. And that's not a knock against Mazda, Richard. Most of them are that way. So there's only a few exceptions to that, like Suburbans and so on, where you actually gain a lot of extra space in the back, or you have extra space in the back when the seat's up. In this case, you don't have much.
You're absolutely correct. And that's, I think, just as something to notice. It's not a knock on it. It's
right.
Just something that's a little bit different. And like you say, the size, it is nice to be able to put more people in it, Dad, right? But the flexibility, which I like about this vehicle, is that you can put half of that third row down, still put another person in the back, give you that extra seating, but you still have some cargo room to go along with it. But I'm with you, Dad. I will say I personally do like the looks of this. You kind of talked about it at the start, that you kind of like cars with a little bit more shape and figurement. I like the look. I just kind of think it looks a little bit sleek, and you kind of know the vehicle when you approach it. So it really is sort of a viewer's choice at that point in time.
Yep, I fully agree. Again, folks, this is a great car. I have no complaints as far as the rest of it goes. The one complaint I gave you, and looks is looks. Everybody has a different opinion on what looks good, and that's all in the eye of the beholder. As far as how the rest of this car works, operates, functions, and so on, yeah, is it a car I recommend? Sure. If you like a PHEV, that's something you've been shopping for, you want three rows, this Mazda CX-90 might be just your ticket. Go check that out, by the way, at your local Mazda dealer. When you do, tell them that John and Richard Rush, both from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio, sent you. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.